the talk of planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to the Cyber Advisor on TalkZone.com. Once again, here is David Revelle.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Revelle, and this is the December 11th edition of the Cyber Advisor. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 888-463-6748, or my email, it's dave@thecyberadvisor.com. Well, I had to just chuckle. My favorite 6'7" curmudgeon has to be Paul Volcker. He was the former head of the Federal Reserve, you may recall, back in the early 1980s with Ronald Reagan as the president. He was speaking this week to the Wall Street Journal's Future of Finance conference when he said basically his favorite financial innovation of the last 25 years, why, just the ATM. It really helps some people. It's useful, he says. He said, I wish somebody would give me some shred of evidence linking financial innovation with a benefit to the economy. So you may not be the only one who's not exactly real happy with the way the economy's going. And Paul Volcker, who stays in Washington and still an advisor to President Obama, would probably agree with you. One of the more interesting things that we also saw this week was the news that came out of Goldman Sachs. We've been reporting for a couple of weeks now that in order for the employment picture to look better, we need to have at least 100,000 jobs added in a month. Actually, that's just to stay even because of the growth of the population and other things. Goldman Sachs came up with that number also, 100,000 jobs a month needed to keep jobless rate just flat. They did notice in the a couple of positives in the last unemployment report. The job improvements were broad-based, payroll improving, turning positive or at least less negative in a number of private sector industries rather than just coming from government or one narrow part of the economy, they pointed out. And they also noted the one big figure, which was that the average hourly work week rose from 33 hours in October to 33.2 in November. Quote, the good producing sector of the economy showed the biggest gains on average, consistent with the ongoing production increases in manufacturing as well as improvements in construction activity. Well, be that as it may, the big news throughout the world continued to be the downgrade by Fitch on Greece debt. Now, that has a significant impact immediately on Greece in that any bonds that they issue now must be issued at a higher interest rate. But there is a real dark cloud hanging over Greece, and that is how they'll be able to finance this increasing debt as they go forward. As we pointed out, their leftist government is committed to tremendous social programs without seeing the offset income coming in. And so it's created a real bind for them. Recently, Christopher Price was on Bloomberg Television, and he is from Fitch, and he was the primary principal in downgrading Greece's debt. And he was asked just why was Greece rating cut? And here's Christopher Price.
I think it was the inadequate response of the government of Greece, as indicated by their budget. It's currently technically a draft budget for 2010. It just did not affect a big enough reduction in the deficit.
They're looking too much at kind of one-offs and not at specific policy changes.
That's right. Of course, they announced a huge deficit increase for this year, 12.5%, which itself reflected some one-offs. It could have been worse without the one-offs. And the budget this time, about half the 3.6% proposed reduction in the deficit is due to one-offs, temporary measures. And these are uncertain, as well as dropping out of the equation as the next year goes on.
Within a week of Greece putting forth their new budget, Fitch downgraded their debt almost immediately when they saw exactly what was there. And what Christopher Price is telling us is that much of what he sees in the new budget does not reflect a real seriousness about cutting the deficit. He was looking for a 3% cut. He's not seeing things that he believes are real follow-throughs. They're simply what he calls one-offs. Next, Christopher Price was asked whether or not the rating for Greece could be cut any further. And here's the response.
Well, we've left it on negative outlook, which means, yes, it is possible. I wouldn't say that it is likely anytime soon. I think our current intention is to say, give them a year, the new government a year or so, if we can. But who can tell what storms will hit next?
And the reason that's very significant is because BBB+, which is where they are, and they're right on the line of being investment grade, go to BBB or BBB- rating by Fitch, and that drops Greece below that critical level. And in fact, makes it so that many institutions, including perhaps the European Central Bank, may not be able to invest in their debt. It's a real fine line that they're on, and if they are cut further, it is going to have a real adverse effect on Greece. The reporter had a little confusion of the difference between a deficit and debt level. A deficit is what's accumulated during a given year. The overall debt level, which is what she really meant to ask, is that benchmark where you don't want to be above 100% of GDP. So here in this, Christopher Price talks about where he thinks their overall debt level is headed. Here's Christopher Price once again.
That's the debt level, 130%. I mean, not even Greece runs that kind of deficit. But if the deficit for next year was cut by concrete expenditure-reducing measures, then that would make us look more favourably at Greece. But if, on the other hand, expenditure continues to run out of hand, out of control, then obviously we'd have to take further measures.
So at 130% debt level means that if every good, every service, every item created in the economy were sold and the proceeds were to pay off the debt, it would still take about 15 months for Greece to just pay off their accumulated debt to this level. There comes a point at which the debt becomes so overwhelming that the country would no longer be able to pay interest. And that's the critical point that Greece finds itself in. The rating agencies, again, don't ever want to see any country above 100% of their GDP. Greece is at 130%, way over the line. But Greece is not alone. Other European countries are also caught in this, although they are behind Greece. That is to say, they're not in as bad a shape as Greece is, but nonetheless, they appear to be on much the same travel. Also on Bloomberg TV, Trevor Cullen of Standard & Poor's downgraded Spain. And here briefly is why Trevor Cullen downgraded Spain. Here's his answer.
Well, we've put the outlook on negative. It's still a very strong credit rating at AA+, but we've put the outlook on negative because we see a further deterioration in the public finances, rising debt burden, and we see much weaker growth as well going forward.
How bad are the public finances going to look over the next couple of years?
Well, this year we estimate the deficit around about 11.5% of GDP, close to 11% next year, and then staying well above the 3% target that they're aiming for by 2012. So the debt burden is going to rise towards about 80% of GDP, maybe even 90% by the middle of the next decade.
So certainly Spain is not in as bad a shape as Greece. But at 11% accumulated debt each year, a deficit of 11% each year, they're on a pretty fast track to get there in one big hurry. Now, Moody's, just moments ago, felt that they had to come out and say a little something, and that was that Moody's sees no threat to the U.S. Top rating, the U.S. AAA rating for now. But looking forward, no one knows. And we were also told just a moment ago that the Democrats are proposing to lift the debt ceiling by $1.8 trillion. Political reports that in a bold but risky year-end strategy, the Democrats are preparing to raise the federal debt ceiling by as much as $1.8 trillion. Why is that interesting? The debt currently on the U.S. Total sovereign debt is about 12 to 12.2 trillion. Our annual GDP, our annual gross domestic product, is 14 trillion. Add 1.8 trillion to the 12.2 trillion roughly that we are at currently, and we, the United States, are at 100% of GDP in our total debt, right at the level at which the rating agencies will come in and start changing a country's rating. Well, William Butler is the professor of economics at the London School of Economics and soon will be the chief economist for Citibank. And he was recently interviewed on the Greece situation also and was asked if he felt that Greece might be the first sovereign default of a European Union nation. And here's William Butler.
Well, I think the immediate trigger was the draft budget by the new socialist government that came in October. The key question really is, are the governments in denial about these public finances? All of public finances around the world have deteriorated very sharply because of the credit crunch and recession we're just coming out of. The next key question is, do governments have plans and policies to bring public finances back into order? Even if they only just dusted down the plans, do they recognize the situation, and do they realize that once recoveries gain traction, public finances have to be brought back to balance? Now, the Germans understand that. They've made it clear. We've heard in the UK there are some budget measures to do that.
Right.
And in Ireland, they understand the situation as well.
So he's looking at much of the EU and says that they do understand that. In a recession such as we have been through, obviously governmental revenue falls precipitously, and that's indeed what has happened across Europe and across the developed world. The question is how governments react to that. Some governments, such as Greece, have exploded their national budget, and that's what has really gotten them in trouble with the rating agencies. Now, the aim of the rating agencies, the desire of the rating agency, is to be the first warning system. They're paid to make sure that investors are not putting money into a situation that will go against them. So obviously, the rating agencies are raising red flags early in this system, in this situation, but that's what they're designed to do. That's how they are supposed to work. Who else might be caught in this financial trap? William Butler was asked, and here's who he's looking to across the world.
Yeah, I mean, they still have their heads in the sand a little, and they're trying to muddle their way through, if you like, quite frankly, given what's happened, the recession, credit crunch, that option may no longer be possible. When we saw the Greek government come in, the new one, we found that the budget deficit was a much larger than previously revealed. It's minus 14% of GDP rather than minus 4. That's a huge difference, and was a bit of a shock, really. It's very important.
No, okay.
It's very important that governments. Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, I mean, it's very important that governments recognise the situation they're in. And to say, all public finances have deteriorated mainly because of the recession, the bleeding away of tax revenues. But are there plans, once recovery gains traction, are there plans to bring public finances back into order? That's what the markets are looking at, particularly the bond markets that are financing these deficits at the moment.
To bring public finance back into order, indeed it is. Now, also announced this week on Tuesday was that the U.S. had a $176 billion deficit, puts us on track for approximately a $1.9 to $2 trillion deficit for the U.S. government for the year. So the proposal by the Democrats is right in line with the reality of what the deficits are looking at. The real question for investors and for the bond markets will be, how do we bring that deficit into control? Frankly, I don't see any other way than to cut some government spending. And indeed, finally, the Obama administration is beginning to talk about freezing certain areas of the governmental budget and possibly even cutting budget, and the bond markets will be all over that, making sure that indeed is what happens if the U.S. wants to maintain our AAA rating. Well, that's it for this segment. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more right after this.